I can remember when my stepdaughter Angela was murdered in July, and her birthday was a few months later in November. It always fell right around Thanksgiving. I decided there was no reason why she shouldn't have a birthday cake, so I made up my mind I was going to make her one. Only the cake I designed was made of flowers. Now, Angela's favorite color was purple, so I went to the florist and I bought Oasis, which is the green squares which hold the water, and bought all the miniature purple carnations the florist had. I used a round cardboard flat tray, which I got from the party supply store. Usually they use that for hors d'oeuvres. And I placed 7 squares of Oasis on the tray connected with toothpicks. Then I put a large dinner plate on top of the Oasis to trace a circle like cylinder for a cake and cut the Oasis in this large circle. And then I took the miniature carnations and I cut the stems until there was only a few inches of stem left and started to stick the stem of each flower into the Oasis so the flowers would be really close to the green Oasis. I placed flowers on all the sides and the top, and I placed one large candle on the middle. We brought that cake to the cemetery on her first birthday after she was killed, and it made me feel great. And my husband, he decided that he wanted to bring an airplane-sized bottle of Midori liqueur, the one that tastes like melon ball. Angela once stole a sip from her father's glass, and she loved it. So my husband poured some of the liqueur at her gravesite and left the little bottle by the cake. She also loved the album Thriller, which Michael Jackson had released only a few months before her death. She played it all the time. So while at the cemetery, we played that cassette from the car with the doors wide open so we could hear it from the benches at her gravesite. Now, when I've told this story to non-bereaved persons, they usually slightly laugh, but they have this face which says, "This woman is crazy." But when I tell this story to other bereaved individuals, they totally understand the comfort I got from designing that cake and performing a simple ceremony to celebrate her life on earth as she celebrated in heaven. So put your thinking cap on and design a ceremony for yourself which will make you feel better and celebrate their life. You know, it's not uncommon to want to completely disregard our own birthday. But there are others who love us and who wish to acknowledge our day. Now, you may not feel up to a party or anything elaborate, but that doesn't mean you can't go to lunch, accept a well-meaning present. Also, please try not to alienate the young people in your life. They don't truly understand and mistake your apathy for anger toward them. They may truly wonder what they've done to make you so upset. They really only wanted to include you in their birthday celebration for you. You need to set them straight that it's nothing they've done to make you so sad. Let's look also at our wedding anniversary. If you've experienced the death of a loved one, especially a spouse, as you approach your wedding anniversary, you feel a considerable sadness. You reminisce of all the times you've been together, all the times you spent together. What you shared, what makes it worse is often our anniversary doesn't seem to carry as much weight in other people's minds and often is forgotten. Remind others. Don't be ashamed. If you want to go to the cemetery and can't get there, ask a friend, a child, a grandchild. Make an appointment to do this or some other type of activity. Don't brood in silence because they forgot. Don't give them a chance to forget. Set up an appointment with your friend to talk all about how your husband or your wife meant so much to you. You know, when my grandmother was alive, one of the things which meant so much to her was that I would remember her anniversary, her wedding anniversary on September 14th. And I would always make a point of calling her a few weeks beforehand and ask her if she'd like to go to the cemetery to visit my grandfather, who had died a number of years before her. And that meant so much to her, not only that I remembered, but that I was willing to drive all the distance to pick her up, bring her, and drive her all the way home again. So try to remember our folks who are a little bit older than us and who could really enjoy a day out with you as well as a chance to remember their spouse. Let's look at Mother's Day. You know, Mother's Day can be an extremely difficult day for those who have experienced the death of their own mother and for moms who are grieving the death of a child. For those who have experienced the death of a child, your thoughts touch on how you no longer get to mother that child. And for those whose only child or all their children have died, the question as to whether you're a mother any longer may come up. Well, I believe once a mom, always a mom. No one can ever take that away from you. And for those whose mothers and grandmothers have passed away, and she's no longer there to share that day with, you feel that terrible void. You may even feel jealous or envy toward family and friends whose mothers are still living. Perhaps a good way to deal with this is to pick a friend's mom or other mother figure and bless her with attention and gifts that day. Adopt her as your mom for the day. You may be uncomfortable when those TV commercials remind you to send flowers or cards to mom for Mother's Day, and you know your child isn't there to acknowledge you on that day, or your mom isn't there to send flowers to, except to bring them to her at the cemetery. For the mothers who have experienced the death of a child, take that energy and perhaps spend the day with an orphan child. For them, Mother's Day can be just as painful, only in reverse. They long for the mother that they never had. You know, who knows, perhaps a meaningful friendship can develop, which will benefit you both. It may also be a colleague at work whose mom has died and will find Mother's Day especially difficult. Perhaps the two of you can plan to spend part of the day together.